For years, I've refused to better myself as a web developer by getting really good at design and tools like Figma. Well, yesterday, that decision finally started to pay off because Google just murdered Figma by announcing a massive update to their vibe design tool, Stitch. If you've never heard of it, it's an infinite canvas tool that allows you to easily generate designs for your UI/UX needs, like web pages and app screens. Designer Gary Simon is literally shaking right now.
If you are a UI/UX designer, you are living in the dark ages.
Because you don't need to start with a wireframe anymore. You just start with a vibe. You tell it what your product should feel like, who it's for, maybe throw in a screenshot or a URL of a design you want to steal, or maybe just whisper into your mic like a lunatic. Then it simply summons the devil straight from the hexagon of Saturn to build a UI for you like magic. But here's the crazy part. It doesn't stop at static designs. Stitch can instantly turn those into interactive prototypes and simulate full user flows with a single click. The tool just got an upgraded new slop renderer, but the best new feature is actually a humble little design.md markdown file that could completely change your app development workflow. In today's video, we'll take a look at everything new in Google Stitch and find out if it's just more hype or a true game changer for untalented designers. It is March 19th, 2026, and you're watching The Code Report. I've been failing to build good UIs for nearly two decades now. I still remember my very first website, which took weeks of painstaking CSS work in Adobe Dreamweaver. Luckily, though, many years later, design implementation got way easier thanks to tools like Tailwind CSS. But sadly, now AI tools like Stitch are killing the CSS tooling business. A couple months ago, Tailwind had to lay off most of its team. And honestly, it makes sense. Because Tailwind was never really about design, it was about making implementation faster. As a free and open source tool, they tried to monetize the business by selling premium templates, but in 2026, nobody buys premium templates anymore. Why memorize utility classes like Flex, BGBlue-500, Gap4, and so on, when instead you can just say, build me a clean SaaS dashboard with good spacing and modern typography. And because of that reality, despite being more popular than ever, Tailwind is now surviving on donations like a homeless person. Check this out. I really like the design system used on the fireship.dev website, which was created by a real human named Lynn with real talent. But because I'm lazy, I can now just feed Google Stitch a website URL, and it will instantly build me a design system that I can now use in any project. Stealing is awesome, because now I can put this design system to work on my billion-dollar app idea, Horse Tinder. I tell Stitch to build a homepage, and it's done in 30 seconds. And this isn't just some static image from Nano Banana. Every element is an actual interactive component that can be modified individually. I can make modifications here directly with AI, or even export them into Figma to edit them like a caveman. In addition, everything is responsive, so I can spin up a prototype right here in the browser and preview it on different devices. But actually, we don't even need to type a prompt to work on a design. I can just talk directly to Gemini.
Hey, what are we designing?
Horse Tinder.
Are you looking to work on the landing page, the swipe stack, or something else?
Let's work on a chat feature.
Ooh, a chat feature. That's essential for connecting those matches. What kind of vibe are we going for?
Let's make it kind of like Grindr.
Bold and modern it is. I'll design a clean and energetic chat screen for you, inspired by that aesthetic. On it. The new chat screen is ready. I've gone for that bold, energetic vibe with clean lines and vibrant colors. Take a look. What do you think? Anything else you'd like to adjust?
Nope, that looks gay enough, thank you. As you can see, Stitch is basically like having your own designer employee. But it has one more trick up its sleeve. If you remember the original design system we generated, well, we can actually export that as a design.md file. And now I can take that file into a text editor and easily use it in multiple projects or integrate it with other coding models like Claude or OpenAI Codex. And that's huge because it means consistent AI designs across multiple projects. But there's still one thing Stitch can't do, and that's implement reliable, bulletproof, full-stack features like user authentication. And that's why you need Clerk in your life, the sponsor of today's video. Ronnie Coleman once said, everybody wants to build a B2B SaaS app, but nobody wants to build those annoying-ass enterprise features. That's why Clerk created a single platform that lets you easily add auth, user management, and billing to your app. Their drop-in components enable your users to onboard their entire org with custom roles and permissions. And Clerk billing lets you implement subscription pricing tiers without having to write the payment logic yourself. A Clerk is the missing piece that'll help you actually release all the stuff you've been vibe coding and building with agents. And you can try it out for free at the link below. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.